the army no one can destroy. They'll leave a trail of victory till judgment day. Then there comes a warning, calling soldiers to war. But half of them were sleeping, the other half ignored. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. That the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains, but only to supplant this promise as reality.
No more death, no more life, no more future. Calendar states every Sunday night between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. In 8 p.m. on the West Coast to 9 p.m. on the West Coast to Central Standard Time Zone is 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. And Pair the Breach broadcast basically takes its message right from the scriptures, right from the Book of Yeshua, where it states, and Yahweh shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places and shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Shabbat or Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my set-apart day, and call the Shabbat or Sabbath a delight, the holy or set-apart of Yahweh, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. And that's what we try to do here on the Repair the Breach broadcast.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the repairer of the breach. And before the break there, we were going to let everyone know that tonight we're going to discuss a little bit about the original faith of the apostles. We've touched on the subject in bits and pieces in the past, and we've brought it up here and there. I kind of want to do a little more concise study tonight, take a little bit about, probably the first half hour or so of the broadcast or so. Probably open up the call-in lines probably right around the last 20 minutes or so of the broadcast. And but I want to kind of study a little bit about the book of Acts, chapter 24, in verse 5. And it is quite revealing, and we've touched on it briefly in the past, that the original apostles, the original faith of the apostles, were Nazarenes. I'm not talking about the Nazarene church, folks. I'm talking about the Nazarene Israelites who were the believers in the Messiah, Yahweh, who kept the commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes of the Father, the Creator, that came in the flesh as the only Messiah. And they still continue to keep his commandments, but now with a renewed heart, with a renewed spirit, with a redemption power of the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit. And now the Father is regathering all his remnant seed of Nazarene Israelites. And see, again, we've touched on this before, the church was an invention by Rome. They are the first church, without question, without exception. But the Messiah didn't come for a church. He came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, don't get me wrong. He's used the church. He's used Christianity basically to call out the remnant of Israel out of the church system and out of Christianity, out of the counterfeit religion or the mother of all harlots and the denominational daughters who were spawned by the Roman Catholic Christian Church. With all due respect, if you study this out in Scripture, the Apostle Shaul, or Paul, was a Nazarene Israelite. It says it right here, very clearly, in Acts chapter 24. You got your Scriptures, would be a good text to take our lesson right into. We'll probably be reading some texts from Nazarene Israel as well, from Yosef ben Ruach, about the original faith of the apostles. And he states right here in Acts 24:5, and he's actually giving his testimony, and actually being told that he, Shaul, is a pestilent and a mover of sedition. He's being falsely accused here by Felix. Here in verse 3, we accept it always and in all places. Most noble Felix, with all thankfulness, notwithstanding that I, speaking of Shaul, be not further tedious unto thee. I pray that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words, for we have found this man a pestilent and a mover of sedition among all the tribe of Judah, or Yada, throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. So the Apostle Shaul was known as a Nazarene, and it's not synonymous as a Christian or a churchgoer. With all due respect, folks, the term Nazarene means watchman, and also it means the branches. And the vine is the Messiah, Yahweh, and we are the branches, he stated. And so his followers, and the Messiah was to be called a Nazarene, and so his followers would be Nazarenes, the one that died, buried, and resurrected on the third day, was indeed a Nazarene. He was the Almighty Messiah come in the flesh, and he said in Matthew 15 that he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so Israel's lost, the lost tribes, the northern kingdom. There was two kingdoms. You had the southern kingdom, who became known as the house of Judah, or Yada, or Yehuda, if you will. And then you've got the northern 10 tribes, that was known as the house of Yosef, or the house of Israel, or Ephraim. Those are interchangeable, the last three names, Ephraim, Israel, and Yosef. And that was known as the northern kingdom. And it became the greater kingdom in the sense of in mass or more populated, because of the fact that the southern kingdom only had two tribes, Judah or Yada, since there was no J, it was pronounced Yada instead of Judah. And then you had, of course, Benjamin. And, of course, you had half of Levi as well for both houses. And we're going to read a little bit and show the parallel and show you what happened to the northern 10 tribes, who became literally scattered to the four corners of the earth, who literally became and assimilated, became Gentiles, assimilated into the heathen Gentile practices. And because Yaakov, or Yisrael, before his name was changed to Yisrael, his name was Jacob or Yaakov, and the Almighty promised that Yaakov or Jacob would, his seed would be scattered and would be blessed throughout the world, and that all the nations would be blessed in Yaakov, Yisrael. And that means literally genetically, as well as spiritually, the Messiah, the promised Messiah, would come through Israel. And when you start researching that the house of Israel literally intermingled with every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. We've touched on this many times before. And literally assimilated, and all the nations of the earth were genetically blessed in his seed, literally, genetically. And, of course, the Almighty Messiah brought it all together, where he broke down the middle wall partition, where there became, of course, many differences of opinions about different races, and everybody became more, you know, used to being in their sect, if you will, their culture, if you will, and that's all good and dandy. Nothing wrong with that. But when it becomes a point of racism, that's where the Father would take exception, because remember, he's no respecter of person. And so when you look at the northern kingdom of Israel, they were the larger in number, and they were dispersed first into Assyria, and then the southern kingdom, Judah, became exiled into Babylon in their dispersion, and of course they were scattered as well a little later on, about 100 years later, after the northern kingdom of Israel, which was ruled by Jeroboam. And, of course, after Solomon sinned with his many wives, the kingdom was rent. The 12 tribes became two different kingdoms. And the one known as Israel became known as Judah in the southern kingdom and Israel in the northern kingdom. And you can read about it in the Book of Kings many, many times about their wars and infightings. But I want to parallel tonight and show from Scripture and from history and from actuality how the northern 10 tribes, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, literally assimilated into Gentile culture. And that includes even in the religious sense. And I believe from Scripture that what we see as Christianity or the church today, the majority, I'm not going to say all, but the majority of the lost sheep of the house of Israel are involved in church activity and in Christianity. That doesn't... I'm not condoning that. I am saying that is actually what's happening. But they don't know their father's name. They don't call on the name of Yahweh exclusively. They have mixed worship. And the Scripture says that we are not to take the name of Yahweh in vain. We're not to replace it, bring it to naught, or make it desolate. And his name was never Lord or God or Jesus or Jehovah, as you might know if you've heard this broadcast at any time or any length. And so this is what happened. The northern 10 tribes did the same thing that Christianity is doing today. They have because like begets like. In Scripture, in the book of Bereshith or Genesis, every living thing, every living thing reproduces after its own kind. You know, cats have cats, dogs beget dogs, and so forth. Humans beget humans. But even in the spiritual realm, you had Joseph, who was a Hebrew, was keeping the commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes of Yahweh. And then, of course, he was in Egypt, and he married a high priestess of Egyptian, who was a high priestess in Egyptian mythology and Egyptian worship, and her name was Asenath. And so he produced and fathered two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who literally became the adopted sons, who were the genetical grandsons of Israel, Yaakov Israel. And Yahweh was basically blessed Ephraim and Manasseh through Israel by saying that Israel's name would be called upon his grandsons, who now would become his adopted sons. And there became 13 tribes there. Joseph would have a double portion. But what we're trying to get at tonight is that the children of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, were blessed. Their lands would be the blessed. And this country, what they call America, is indeed the inheritance of Ephraim and Manasseh. And when you start parallelness in 2 Samuel 7:10, you can look at that scripture, as well as Deuteronomy 33:13 through 17. You can see the parallels, that Ephraim would push, and Manasseh would have thousands, but Ephraim would have 10,000. And when you realize that they were the offspring of Joseph and Asenath, they were literally Egyptian and Hebrew mixed. And so, getting ready to go to a break, and we'll leave off there, and we'll come back and pick this up at the other side of the break. And I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair the Breach on RBN, breachmender@yahoo.com. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks. 3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And we're back here on Repair the Breach. Broadcast. I'm Zach Daniels, Repair the Breach here on RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. And I want us to notice, though, concerning the parallel between the Christian Church and the Northern Ten Tribes and what happened. And Manny, my producer, can help us out here on the feedback. That we're getting, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And but the parallel is very uncanny between the Christian religion, its system, its church system, and the Northern Ten Tribes. Like to get light. When we were talking about before the break, how Asenath and Yosef had two children, Ephraim and Manasseh. And we had a little technical difficulties here. It's not. Okay, well, my friend, I'm hearing some incredible stuff here. But anyhow, we'll just continue on. Thank you very much for your help. Man, you're doing a great job there in the studio there in RBN. Speaking of RBN, we're still on a pledge drive, folks, and we want to be able to keep the network strong. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and let's keep the network strong and contribute. It'd be a great thing to do. Keep the network strong, bringing out great information and truth here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. But let's get to our lesson here. and I apologize for the technical difficulties on our end here, but there was a king right after Solomon got, after he got chastised, after he passed on, he broke the kingdom. Yahweh broke the kingdom in half. Not literally in half, but he split it in two different divisions. And as we touched on earlier, the northern kingdom became the lost 10 tribes of Israel. The southern kingdom, kind of like the older brother in Luke 15, the parable, you study that out, the older brother being the one staying home, the tribe of Judah or Yada, and then you had the younger brother, the prodigal son, who squandered his father's wealth and inheritance, received his inheritance, he demanded it, and that typifies the northern kingdom, lost 10 tribes of Israel, who literally assimilated into pagan culture and into the Christian church predominantly. And so Yahweh was calling them out of the church system. And this is an incredible parallel because the northern 10 tribes created false worship. They had mixed worship, or they created some truth with some error. And we'll notice what happened, that Jeroboam basically pushed the fall festivals that Yahweh commanded his people to come every three times in a year, major festivals, the Feast of Passover, Unleavened Bread, as well as the Feast of Pentecost, or Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. And then, of course, the third major one was the Feast of Tabernacles. And the Feast of Tabernacles was always in the seventh moon. But Jeroboam basically created an eighth push back basically the fall festival in the seventh month to the eighth month, and he basically set up false houses of worship, and then he set up visible objects of idols. And the significance of this is that, again, like I was saying earlier, like begets like, and because the northern tribes, 10 tribes, got into pagan worship, began to substitute times, days, and years. That's what's happened into the church system, the Gregorian calendar and so forth, January through December. It's a falsity. Everything on it is a lie. There's no truth whatsoever on it. And basically, there was set up false houses of worship and then visible objects of worship. And so like begets like. What's happened to them has happened, in the church system today. So let's continue. Basically, Jeroboam made priests of just anyone, and not only the sons of Levi, but he told the people that his new religious system was legitimate, even though it departed from the Torah. The first five books of your Bible is called the Torah, the Law of Moses. Point for point, this is the exact same pattern that the Christian church would later follow. The church pushed the fall festivals backwards from the fall into the winter, and which you got pagan Christmas, and et cetera, et cetera. They moved the center of worship from Jerusalem to Rome, set up a false temple, and established idols in the form of statues and graven images, and within it. And next, Jeroboam made priests out of just anyone rather than just the sons of Levi. The pattern established in the Garden of Eden, go back to Adam and Eve, is this, that when people are obedient to Yahweh's law, we get to live in the special land that Yahweh's given us. And he himself, Yahweh, takes care of us. However, when we disobey his laws, he kicks us out of his land and then draws out the sword after us until we repent. For Yisrael, this is what would soon happen when they continued in their pagan idolatry and their mixed worship and begin to change times and so forth and festivals. That's exactly what happened to the church system. They thought to change times, days, and years, and by using a pagan calendar. In essence, that the Torahless, much like the Torahless Christians, the Northern Kingdom would later, of course, the Christians would later claim to be the new, quote-unquote, Israel. Jeroboam's Ephraim had become the new lead house for just a little bit of time. And since they no longer obeyed the eternal covenant, they would no longer be allowed to dwell in the covenant land because they were defiling it. Just as the Christians would later be scattered to the four corners of the earth, Jeroboam's northern kingdom of Israel went before them. They would be scattered from the land of Israel for their failure to obey Yahweh's Torah, his commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes. However, as we will see, all this was to fulfill the promises given to the patriarch. And remember, Yahweh sent prophets to the northern kingdom like Elijah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories. 877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Network attuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm Zach Daniel, and we're talking about the original faith of the apostles and how that many of the teachings today try to make that the church or Christianity was the original faith of the apostles because they'll say, well, the word Christian is in there three times and twice in Peter and once in Acts 11:26, but that's a Greek term, and
the apostles, again, spoke Hebrew. They were unlearned and ignorant men, the scripture says. And they'll say, oh, no, they wrote and spoke Greek. And remember, these were ignorant fishermen, but yet they were spiritually discerning and discerning the Father come in the flesh as the Messiah. When, of course, Cephas or Peter said, who do men, when the Almighty Messiah said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They understood. Peter stood up and said, you're the Messiah. You are Yahweh manifest in the flesh, in essence, like 1 Timothy 3:16 says, and Colossians 2:9 says. And but he said, on this rock, I'm going to build my congregation, assembly, because, again, the word church was not in the first English Bible, and that was, again, Rome was the first church, and it came about around the 3rd or 4th century. Constantine came to power and so forth. But the fact of the matter is, the apostles were not Christians. They were Nazarene. I'm not talking about the Nazarene Christian church. I'm talking about the Nazarene or the watchmen. Read Jeremiah 31 and also Ezekiel 36. It clearly teaches that the new covenant, or really better rendered, the renewed covenant, was given to Yisrael and Yada. It wasn't given to a new religion. And like begets like, and that's why you're seeing a lot of the spiritual idolatry, spiritual harlotry in the church system, because, you know, they worship statues, they worship quote-unquote saints, and they divide the Ten Commandments, or take the commandment out, and I guess commandment two, and break it in half, and actually commandment nine, break it in half, and to try to allow idolatrous practice of worshiping saints, which is just idolatry. Yahweh says, don't have any others before me, and I'm not going to share my glory with another. And so you've got the church system worshiping saints. And people say, well, Protestants don't do that. Well, the fact of the matter, they're still holding to Christmas and Easter, all these pagan names with all due respect, Jesus and Lord and God, and all these things that were never the Father's name. And so they're just basically the lost 10 tribes not realizing it. But they've got to come out to get redemptive power from the Messiah. The Messiah wants to heal them and bring them out of darkness into his marvelous light, and they have to realize who they are. And before they can know that, they have to know who their Father is, and their Father, Yahweh. That's his name. He said that's his name forever, a memorial to all generations. And his name has not been lost. It's, you know, these folks that say, well, this pronunciation, we're not sure about that. All that is the smokescreen and disinformation to get you sidetracked or distracted or not to continue to speak the truth, this important subject, because what name you're called by will determine who you really are worshiping. And the fact is that, sure, there's a lot of good people in the church system who are Christian, who sincerely pray, and many great things happen to them in their prayer life and so forth. But you never justify miracles or signs of so-called power and so forth. You never judge or discern truth by those miracles. The Father knows where we're at. He basically, in essence, just used the church system or Christianity as a vehicle to spread the true news of the Messiah coming and already dying and burying, was resurrected. But then from that, he would pull from them the remnant of Israel, because the Messiah never came to start a church. And all throughout the scriptures, it bears that out. If you'd like to comment and weigh in your thoughts, you can call in 800-313-9443. That's the last 20 minutes or so. Take some of your calls and comments. And love to talk to any pastor, evangelist, if you're out there, you're listening, any priest, regardless of your denomination, whether you're Protestant or Catholic. I'd be glad to speak with you in the spirit of love and understanding. And if you think I'm wrong, please, we don't screen the calls. Love to hear you, and I can take criticism. And I think that's important. We keep an open heart. We all can learn from each other. No one has all the answers, but we know that the Father does, and his Spirit will lead and guide us in the way we should go. 800-313-9443 is the call-in line here for RBN. You can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and there's some great videos, America, Freedom to Fascism, 1995, and with Aaron Russo, the fine producer in his own right, and he's an incredible DVD. And it's at the republicbroadcasting.org website. So if you want to weigh in your thoughts, again, 800-313-9443, and glad to take your calls or your thoughts or your comments. Have a couple new listeners tonight, Yakunin and Tahar, and welcome them and all the new listeners to RBN. And we want to spread the Tov news, the good news of the Messiah Yahweh, who has come in the flesh. And he didn't change his name when he came in the flesh, folks. As many want to say, his name is Jesus or Lord, when really that's really, again, not his name. And remember, he said not to take his name in vain. Don't replace it. Don't substitute it. When you understand Baal means, or Lord means Baal, and Baal means Lord, then we'll understand that he's very jealous over his name, and he doesn't want it to bring it to naught to your memory, to your usage, because if you don't use his name, you lose his name. If you substitute it, you end up doing what the children of Israel, the northern kingdoms, did. That's what happened again in Christianity, because they, in parallel, like begets like, they have basically practiced what happened to the northern ten tribes of Israel, because they are indeed the lost sheep, because they think they have to be in the church or be a Christian to, quote-unquote, be saved. You know, it's really a misnomer, because you have to understand that the Messiah stated that not one jot or tittle of the Torah would pass away until all things be fulfilled. He said heaven and earth would pass away before any jot or tittle of the law would be passed away. And we know that heaven and earth is still here, and the sun is still shining, and the wind is still blowing. And so people say, well, what about Apostle Shaul or Paul's writings? Well, we know he kept the Torah. He said that, even Peter said about his writings that some of the things that he wrote were hard to be understood, that they that were unlearned in the Scriptures would rest to their own destruction. And when you realize that we can't pit the Apostle Shaul's writings and try to say and do away with what the Messiah stated, when really they were all in conjunction, they were all in unison, they were unified, and the Messiah stated he came to bring a sword. And what does a sword do? It divides. That's right, he said, I come with a sword. And so this message will divide, and we're not trying to divide. We're not trying to make anybody feel bad. I used to, again, be a Christian pastor, and I understand this is a very, very rough message when you hear this at first. In fact, it's so hard to believe it at first. It's so unbelievable. But you and I, we're strong enough to understand this. I think if you listen to this network, you got tough skin, you can handle the truth, the motto goes. And when you start realizing that, you know, he loves us no matter where we're at in our experience with him, but yet we have to come out of her, my people. We have to come out of this spiritual church system that is a counterfeit, a spiritual prostitute, a harlot in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, chapter 18. Messiah stated that we needed to trust in him and him alone. For salvation, we don't need to have pagan symbols. We don't have to pray to anybody else but to him. We don't need to confess our sins but to him. He says it right there, to call no man father upon the earth or in heaven except your eternal Father. And so we'd rather obey his scripture than the traditions of men. Scriptures are the final authority, not a church. And for those that say that the church has the final authority now, keep in mind that you don't have the word church in the first English Bible, so it has no authority. And for those that say, well, it's in there now, remember, okay, then it got its origin right in the translation. Later on, it was inserted in there after the 1384 Wycliffe Bible, because it had assembly or congregation in there. So it can't have more authority than the written word, because the written word reproves any institution of so-called religious organization that tries to assert its authority above Yahweh's own word. And there is no so-called succession of power. It's basically from the scriptures. the Torah, the Haftorah, the Law and the Prophets and the Writings. And Isaiah 8 verifies that. If they speak not according to this testimony, speaking of the Law and the Prophets, the Tanakh, the Writings, the Psalms, the Proverbs, and so forth, Ecclesiastes, if anything contradicts or appears to contradict, then you understand that there was no light of truth in that monk in the manuscripts up in the monastery. The lying pen of the scribe hath dealt this falsehood, just like Jeremiah 8, 8, and 9 prophesied to come, and it happened. And we are, again, the recipients of this great apostasy that was prophesied to come as soon as the apostles left the scene. Even Apostle Paul Shaul said that after our departing, ravenous wolves would come in, stirring off the flock and deceiving the hearts of the simple. And that's indeed what happened. That's what took place. We got Kenneth in Florida. How you doing, Kenneth?
Hey, good evening, Zach. Listen, I really appreciate your ministry and your work. I've got a question. Let me preface the question with this. My mama is 82 years old, and bless her heart, she watches the cable TV, and she watches all these, I would call them a huckster bunch of ministers out here on the cable TV.
Oh yeah, you mean the corporate, the commerce individuals that try to steal your money.
Exactly right, and she wants to do the right thing, and but what I was trying to tell her was that this whole idea that Israel equals Judah and Judah equals Israel is incorrect, and
you're right.
that there's these other tribes.
That's right. And Judah was just one of 12 tribes. It became a house of two tribes, but there was 10 others that was a northern kingdom, and they really became the lost sheep because they ended up in, like I was saying earlier, intermingling with the pagan heathens and so forth. But go on.
Yes, and she'll watch these guys like Hagee, and I mean, I really believe that guy, he should register as an agent of the nation of Israel. Because Hagee is like, I mean, if you ever watched him, I mean, my goodness. But, you know, I try to talk to her. I said, well, look in your Bible and read James 1 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
And to my understanding that James was Mary's son, which I to the best of my understanding, that was Jesus' half-brother.
Yeah, surrogately speaking, not from a biological standpoint, but
right.
Yeah, from a surrogate standpoint.
And he was talking to the scattered, the 12 tribes, the scattered among the, you know, abroad, scattered abroad.
Right. He wasn't talking to a church system. He was talking to the 12 tribes right there, James 1 and 1 and 2. Good point, Kenneth.
Yeah, and but see, a lot of these people will say, well, oh, they got, you know, they were the lost tribes. And I'm saying they weren't lost.
They knew who they were. They just didn't know their identity. Well, they don't know them today. They're finally waking up. Some of them are. Thank the Father for that. But, they are coming out, and they are waking up. And you're one of them, and we're one of them. And whosoever will, he said, let them come. It's no one's got a patent on them.
But my poor mama, she watches these people and these cable things, and it's like that, you know, Israel equals Judah. And that's it. That's the only equation that they proffer to the public.
Right. See, actually, Judah's capital was Jerusalem or Yerushalayim, or Yada's capital was Yerushalayim. And the actual capital of Israel, if you go back in the scriptures when they were two houses, was Samaria. Samaria was the capital of Israel, which many people don't realize. When they were northern, they were the northern kingdom versus the southern kingdom. And again, not all Israelites are from the tribe of Judah or are Jews, quote unquote. There are those who say they are Jews and are not, but of the synagogue of Satan or like the crypto Jews, but all these different religious societies and so forth. But it's not about about race, or it's about grace. Again, we've touched on that. It's not a genetic issue. Everybody is grafted into Israel through the Messiah.
Right, yeah. But, well, anyway, I was just trying to, because I was really, when I was reading James 1 and 1, I thought, you know, when they're saying they were lost, that was like, you know, like they were talking like 300 or 400 years before Jesus came along, they got dispersed. Babylonian dispersal. But
right. James, the Assyrian and the Babylonian, right. The Assyrian dispersal, exile, was basically with the northern tribes of Israel,
yeah.
And, of course, the southern tribe went to Babylon for 70 years.
Yeah. But James kind of dispels that idea, doesn't it? I mean, it seems to me.
Look at the book of Hebrews. That sure dispels that, wouldn't you think? I mean, obviously, that book had to be originally written in Hebrew, wouldn't you agree? I mean,
right.
I mean, think about it. Also, look at Galatians 6:16. Peace be upon those who walk according to this rule, according to the, basically, to the law and to the Torah, basically. And it says, peace be upon you, upon those who walk according to this rule, upon the Israel of Yahweh. It didn't say the church.
Yeah, okay.
See, the church is a misnomer. That's a deception to get you thinking that, okay, Old Testament's for the Jews and the New Testament's for the church. Again, covenant, the new covenant was given to Yisrael and Yada. It wasn't given to the church. And Yisrael and Yada became mingled. That's why in Yaakov's seed genetically, as well as the spiritual seed of the Messiah that would come through, would bless the whole nations and everybody, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. The coat of many colors of Joseph was red, yellow, black, and white, and brown. That represented every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, again, to fulfill the promise to Abraham.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095. Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us.
Yeah.
podcast on RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, and we still got Kenneth in Florida, I still believe. And Kenneth, anything else for us tonight? Kenneth, I guess he might have dropped the line. Manny? Okay. Anyhow, folks, this is our last segment here. If you want to get in, the last 5 minutes or so, 800-313-9443 and 800-313-9443. And we'll take your calls and comments. And again, that's my producer there, Manny, here in the studios in Round Rock, Texas. Doing a great job, as always, and making us and all the other fine hosts sound over good. And I just appreciate his fine work there. And, of course, all great work to John and Sandra Stattmiller and Chris and everybody else. And I don't want to, and Thomas, I don't want to leave out anybody, but you know who you are. You're doing a great job. And just got to get the people to support this network a little bit stronger, because we're living in a time where they're trying to take freedoms and take away the ability to have this kind of a medium and this media type of source to declare freedom to the people. And reclaim your freedoms and so forth. But the freedom's really going to only come through the Messiah, Yahweh, bottom line, spiritually. But we do need to heed all the other important truths that he's declared. 800-313-9443, and try to get the last call or so on here. And you got a call, question, or comment, call in. And if you'd like to dialogue with us during the course of the week, you can reach us again at Zach Daniel with two K's and no S, ZachDaniel@yahoo.com. And be glad to dialogue with you. Now, when we say Nazarene Yisrael, when we realize that's just a sect of Yisrael that believed in the Messiah, we're not talking about a land over there in the Middle East, even though we're to pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. It's blessed forevermore. But the fact of the matter is that Ephraim and Manasseh were blessed in so much that their lands would be the greatest land. And that's what we are living in today, what they call America, is really the inheritance of Ephraim and Manasseh. And so we need to go back to the Father's commandments. We need to go back to the Father's judgments, testimonies, and statutes, because there's a blessing when you go back to his commandments. And we keep his Torah. And the church system teaches that law is done away with, and yet they go about establishing their own law, making the law of Yah to no effect, and depriving the people of this all-important truth, these all-important messages that are found right there in the New Testament, found right there, actually better stated, Renewed Covenant. And, you know, folks, we need to wake up. We're getting closer and closer to the soon return of the Messiah. Yah, well, he is coming back in the flesh. He's already come once. And he was coming and proclaiming peace to all those who were held captive. So he's won us to set us free from all tyranny. And we receive his spirit. We will have his discerning power. He said that he'd give us the gift of discernment. Give us lead us and guide us into all truth. Not that we would have all the truth, that he would lead us and guide us into all truth. And he would give us truth as we acclimate into the truth he's currently given us. But again, there's no one person that can have a handle on all, or a corner on all, the market of truth, when that's clearly the Almighty. You've tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach here on RBN. And y'all willing, thanks for tuning in. We'll hear you next week. And your calls will be welcome to take next week as well. Shalom, and y'all will bless you.